It is Thursday, the first day of August, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.
The City of Eureka Springs continues its second Saturday concert series at the Eureka Springs Basin Park Bandshell, August 10th from 4:45 until 8. This free event features the Kate Brothers and the Mike Sumler Band. More information is available on the web at eurekasprings.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, I want my MTV. We travel back in time with a look into the decade that was the 1980s. Plus, the Jones Center closes in on two decades of existence and opens its services up to more than just families.
But first, yesterday, the worst-kept secret in the 2014 election was all but confirmed. 4th District Congressman Tom Cotton next week will officially announce his candidacy for U.S. Senate, an announcement that has long been expected. Congressman Cotton is holding a campaign event in Dardanelle next Tuesday. Congressman Cotton's expected bid for Senator Mark Pryor's seat leaves an open seat in the 4th District, a seat that at least six candidates, three Republicans and three Democrats, have hinted at running for.
Republican U.S. Senator John Bozeman was in the U.S. House of Representatives when he decided to challenge sitting U.S. Senator Blanche Lincoln, a Democrat. Senator Bozeman won that election in 2010, and he now has some suggestions for Arkansas Republican Representative Tom Cotton and Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Pryor as both men prepare to face off in 2014.
Well, I think my advice, again, is to run on the issues. You know, what the particular policies, you know, that you have differences of in that regard. There's going to be a lot of outside money that comes in on both sides, a tremendous amount of money being spent on this race. It'll probably be the premier race in the country.
Senator Bozeman admits there has been speculation about the Cotton candidacy for a while. He says both Senator Pryor and Congressman Cotton are quality individuals.
Former Northwest Arkansas developer Brandon Barber was in court yesterday. Barber entered a guilty plea on three charges: conspiracy to commit bank fraud, conspiracy to commit bankruptcy fraud, and money laundering. The three charges combined carry a maximum sentence of 45 years and a maximum fine of $1.5 million. Barber was accused of defrauding investors and banks to the tune of several million dollars and of concealing assets and income from creditors after he filed for bankruptcy. As part of the plea agreement, the remaining 24 charges against Barber will be dropped, and Barber will be required to forfeit certain assets and finances.
Quapaw tribal leaders and state officials appear to have reached an amicable solution to the presence of artifacts at the proposed location for the Big River Steel Mill in East Arkansas. A closed meeting yesterday ended with some answers about what's there. John Berry, chair of business for the Quapaw tribe, says he was pleased that state officials share his concerns.
They've agreed to us to fence it off. They're allowing to us to have a observer during the dirt and the construction, the dirt moving. They've agreed that any inadvertent or accidental discovery of anything outside of what is known, they'll call us and let us document it, protect it, and either try to avoid it or remove it and relocate it. So that's as good as we can ask for.
Some of the larger finds, like a burial mound and remnants of a village, are at the edge of the site on private land and may be maintained, though it's unclear who would provide the costs and supervision.
The University of Arkansas has received some recognition for its handling of the scandal that broke last year involving former football head coach Bobby Petrino. PR Daily, a publication covering all things related to public relations and corporate communications, honored the U of A with the Best Crisis Management Award in the publication's 2013 Nonprofit PR Awards. In awarding the university, the publication said that the way athletic director Jeff Long explained his decision to fire the popular coach exemplified leadership skills and drew nationwide praise. The publication also noted that Long's decision to hold press conferences, first announcing Petrino's suspension and later his termination, and the transparency associated with the whole ordeal were reasons for giving the university the award.
Last night, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals ended the month of July with their fourth consecutive loss. The Nats fell to the Arkansas Travelers 5-0. Nats didn't win any of those games in North Little Rock. They do return to Springdale tonight to open up a four-game set against the Tulsa Drillers at Arvest Ballpark.
Recent rains have helped stave off the drought that has grown in Arkansas in recent weeks. The U.S. Drought Monitor lists only 3% of the state under severe drought conditions. Most of the northwest quadrant of the state is under the less severe moderate drought or abnormally dry conditions. 29% of the state, including the northern edges of Benton, Carroll, and Boone counties, and most of Sebastian County, are under no drought conditions.
Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-60s in northwest Arkansas, lower 70s for the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow, just a slight chance of showers. Highs will be around 94 in northwest Arkansas. High of 99 for the Arkansas River Valley. Heat index values as high as 106 tomorrow for the River Valley. And for Friday night, cloudy, slight chance of showers in northwest Arkansas, lows in the mid-70s.